We're speaking with Jenny Taylor, an executive with more than 13 years' experience in telecom expense management and director of client experience at MTORIS, an IBM company. This is part of a multi-part series on telecom expense management. Today we're speaking about wireless cost savings and ROI, how to reduce overcharges and achieve sustainable savings. Jenny, what are some of the common misconceptions that surround wireless cost savings initiatives?
I think some of the misconception is driven by some confusion in the market about what vendors really mean when they're talking or referring to cost savings. Part of that's just a result of a lack of industry standards, I think, when it comes to evaluating the potential opportunities that might exist. One of the biggest misconceptions as well is just around what's delivered. Wireless optimization is definitely more than just invoice processing and systemic audits. It's recommendations and cost avoidance measures that are conducted, packaged, and delivered by mobile experts. These folks need to be familiar with your environment and your culture so that it fits into your environment and they're easy to implement and execute so that we can truly get you the savings.
How has MTORIS approached this challenge to ensure that clients' needs and savings expectations are being met?
So we take an approach of evaluating the current calling and usage patterns for every user and identify opportunities that might exist. I think it's important to understand, again, the environment and the culture of an organization, and it revolves around timely execution of changes. So some common usage-based audits might be excessive text and international devices, zero-use devices, or even looking for excessive directory assistance. The intent to give a recommendation that can be timely approved and acted upon. And we've been very successful with this approach and have produced results with an average of 165% ROI across our base.
What are, you mentioned a couple, but what are some of the key areas in which you are finding savings?
So this has kind of changed over the course of the last 24 months. We used to see a considerable portion of our savings generated, mostly from voice optimization. I think that the carriers have, gotten a little more aggressive. We're seeing enterprises and corporations really take advantage of consolidation and sharing. And so we opted to explore some additional areas as well. Voice optimization is still definitely one of the top areas, but we're seeing a lot of clients experience significant savings in text and data arena as well. The top three areas where we're saving our clients the most money are still voice optimization, suspension and cancellation of some zero-use devices, and text messaging. We've got clients who have been with us for well past year three who achieve over $1 million a year in savings still to this day. So in mobility, the needle is constantly moving because users are added, users are taken away, and usage patterns are always changing. So you have to be doing more than just voice optimization once or twice a year. That can no longer be the solution.
I understand there are probably fluctuations in terms of the type of industry and the type of enterprise you're dealing with, but what type of savings can a client expect to see in year one and beyond? Can you give us an estimation?
Sure. So, year one is focused on reducing unnecessary services and features and optimizing services and plans and accounts. You definitely have some soft cost takeout, so you can reduce the resources it takes to support the invoice approval and payment and really streamline your procurement and fulfillment process. And you can save an estimate of 30 or 35% reduction in costs for supporting the environment over year one. Beyond that, in year two and three, although standard optimization efforts continue, we focus on usage audits and addressing user behavior. For example, one of our leading healthcare clients recently reduced their directory assistance charges by 70% simply by monitoring users who were consistently exceeding a threshold and then notifying them on best practices for free 411 charges. So there's numerous stories of cost takeout measures and proactive monitoring and reporting back to the user base. Call it the big brother effect, right? If the environment knows you're watching, then they're more likely to follow the rules of proper and acceptable use.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jenny Taylor, Director of Client Experience at MTORIS, an IBM company. This is part of a multi-part series of podcasts on telecom expense management.